The West has intensified its campaign against free speech as it takes more Iranian channels off the air. As of July the 1st, Iran's English language news channel Press TV has been removed from several satellites, including Eutelsat 21B, 25C, and Hotbird 13B. Iran's Spanish language channel Hispan TV and Arabic news channel Al Alam have not been spared either. Even Iran's general entertainment television network, iFilm, and another Iranian channel, Al Kothar, have been targeted. This after International Telecommunications Satellite Organization, the ITSO, has called on the U.S. to end its ban on Iranian channels. The campaign against Iranian media started last year when the British Office of Communications, Ofcom, revoked Press TV's broadcasting license and finally removed the channel from the Sky platform. For more on that story, we're now joined by human rights activist Mr. Randy Short, who's joining us from Washington. Mr. Short, welcome to the program. It seems that the campaign against alternative media and voices that oppose the mainstream has been taken to the next level. What are your thoughts on this recent enactment of a ban on a number of Iranian channels?
It parallels a domestic practice where it's very difficult for, say, African Americans to have real media that portrays us with dignity and our voices. So it's an international example of how the Anglo-American elite do not respect the human rights or the culture or the ideas or the opinions of anyone but a very small brand or a band of maybe 1%. And they're afraid of reality. Press TV and other alternative media educate people in a way that our Zionist-controlled media does not. People are able to understand their world better. They're able to criticize and challenge what they would ordinarily hear and take for truth. So Press TV represents a threat.
Well, I have a statement right in front of me, Mr. Short. Intelsat has admitted that it's taking Iranian channels off the air under U.S. pressure. The question that comes to mind is, why is the U.S. Insisting on the removal of these channels?
Well, there are many reasons. There is a genocide of 500,000 people in Libya. Press TV was exposing that. Look at what's happening in Syria. Look at the destruction of an entire nation that has done nothing to anyone. And the only real source for honest news on what's happening in Syria and the heroic people there fighting for their country, supporting their leader, is coming through Press TV. Press TV has single-handedly undermined the campaign of vilification and destruction of the great people of Syria who don't want crooks, thugs, and fake Takfiri Muslims, so-called Muslims, attacking and killing Christians and Alawi and other brothers in Islam or Christianity. This is something that Press TV has done a human service, a humanitarian service that's completely underestimated versus the other media that are celebrating the destruction of over 90,000 Syrian lives. And look at how the whole region is in trouble. And it seems as if the other media, Al Jazeera, BBC, CNN, are celebrating just more death and destruction. So it's the righteousness, not only of Press TV, but the government of Iran. They're the good guys instead of the bad guys that are facing unjust sanctions and persecution for no reason at all. And in addition, Press TV is bringing about unity among Muslims. I mean, you don't have the anti-Sunni information on Press TV. It's unifying and bringing people together, which is not what they want. That's what they're afraid of what Press TV does. It lifts up humanity. It shows the decency and the integrity of real Islam and of what the Islamic Republic of Iran has to offer the world. And this contradicts the vicious, hateful campaign that's been waged against this country for almost 30 years, actually over 30 years, since they got rid of the Shah. And that's the crime of Press TV. It tells the truth in a wicked, cynical, capitalistic, Zionistic fueled world that thrives off of war and division and hatred and racism.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Short. We appreciate your comments. Human rights activist Mr. Randy Short speaking to us from Washington.